The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Action, 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 save our wildlife.
I'm Pádraic Fogarty, I'm the campaign officer with the Irish Wildlife Trust. The Irish Wildlife Trust is here today with Extinction Rebellion, and we're protesting outside the National Biodiversity Conference. And the conference is being set up to present Ireland's fourth National Biodiversity Action Plan. So we're basically protesting at the fact that we're keep producing these plans and the plans don't get implemented. And yet biodiversity is getting in a worse and worse condition. And so really we need to start doing things and not just talking about doing things. At the Biodiversity Conference 3 years ago, President Higgins said that if we were miners, we'd be up to our knees in dead canaries. So the action today is inspired by that quote. And we have Martha here, who's in an amazing outfit, dressed as Mother Nature, with ferns and wildflowers and a bird's nest in her hair. And then we have other people dressed as miners with paint on their face and hard hats and dead canaries in cages.
So you have the National Biodiversity Conference behind us, and they've got the sign there saying Act Now for Nature here at Dublin Castle. Did they know you were coming?
Well, they knew I was coming because I registered, but they didn't know Extinction Rebellion were coming. We wanted to give them a surprise. I mean, we're not protesting at the conference. Conferences are fine and speeches are fine, but what we're really protesting is the lack of action.
I'm Dr. Laura Keogh, and I'm an Extinction Rebellion activist and an environmental scientist with the University of Oxford. And I'm here to try and call on the government to take real action to finally protect nature in Ireland, because we've had 20 years of plans and wildlife continues to decline.
Dr. Laura, you have, is it coal on your face, and you're also wearing a hard hat? You're supposed to be a miner.
I am supposed to be a miner. It wasn't a job I ever expected having, but it's from a Michael D. Higgins quote that he said a few years ago, if we were coal miners, we'd be knee-deep in dead canaries. And that's the level of emergency we're currently at with the biodiversity crisis.
And do you think they're listening to you? Do you think anyone's listening to you? Do you think the Irish public and the world public are ready to change their ways, get rid of their cars, take less journeys, switch off their central heating? Are people ready?
I think it doesn't need to be framed around a sacrifice. I think we can have amazing lives and live with respect to nature, you know? What we're currently living in is consumerism, is taking advantage, exploitation of both workers and nature. And what we could move into is a society of respect for each other, for nature. And that wouldn't be a sacrifice. That would actually be a far better life. A lot less anxiety, depression, overwork, a lot more free time. You know, there's solutions that mean that we can have great lives without any sacrifice. We just need to actually implement them.
My name is Cara Carney, and I'm a 28-year-old activist and volunteer with Extinction Rebellion and Animal Rebellion. We're here dressed as miners today, and we also have Marta dressed as biodiversity. And the whole reason for that is it's a metaphor of us basically being aware of the climate crisis and the biodiversity crisis that we're in the form of dead canaries, as that's what miners would bring into mines with them to kind of give them the warning signs of toxic gas. And they would evacuate the mine then. So we're basically here to say we are now not knee deep in canaries anymore, but neck deep in dead canaries. We've had so many warning signs, so we're here asking the government for a biodiversity act. We basically have had three plans already over the last 20 years, and we want a biodiversity act brought into law, so there will be legislation around protecting endangered species and special habitats. And also, not only should we be preserving endangered species and endangered habitats, but we need to prevent habitats and species from becoming endangered in the first place. So, you know, that involves things like marine protected areas and just more legislation to protect habitats we already have.
I heard babies cry. Watch them grow. They'll face much more than I ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, I'm here representing Mother Nature. And what we want is, we would like the government to introduce a Biodiversity Act.
and you are dressed up as a tree. You've got bark and plants. Are you a tree?
I'm representing nature, really.
Nature.
Mother Nature, yes, yes.
Hi, I'm Aideen Hassaf. I'm with the Irish Wildlife Trust and Extinction Rebellion today. We need more action to protect our marine areas. We're losing many species of birds, insects, at an alarming rate. And, you know, it's not only nature survival, we rely on nature. I think we really need to wake up and protect nature with legislation, because that's the only way that promises will translate into action.
We're outside this biodiversity event. You know, the minister is inside, there's lots of big wigs in there. You're calling for many, many things, and you've given me a leaflet, and the headline is "Nature in Ireland is being exterminated. We are in a biodiversity emergency. Scientists warn we are living through a sixth mass extinction event." And you talk about 1/3 of bees species are heading for extinction here in Ireland. 2/3 of bird species are at red or amber status on the list of conservation concern. Less than 2% of Ireland's native forest remains. And you go on. Are they listening?
They are talking about act now, but as I say, their action plans in the past have been full of wonderful aspirations and aims. But I think the only way that we can really see action is if this Biodiversity Act, if we legislate. We have no legislation to protect our national parks, our special areas of conservation, our endangered species. You know, we have to actually translate into concrete action that, you know, where there's accountability.
Are they listening?
We would hope so. We hope that they will listen. We hope that they will listen, because it's not too late to act, but if we leave it much longer, unfortunately, it will be.
I mean, we say we care about the environment. We say we care about our grandkids and our great-grandkids' future. And we know they're going to curse us. They just will. But do we really care enough to change our lifestyles, do we?
Well, I think what we stand to lose is enormous. It's invaluable. And, you know, when we lose it, it'll be irreversible. So I think the message just has to be stronger. The message needs to be stronger, coming from government, coming from all sectors of society. But government has to take the lead on this, because, you know, many people are not in possession of the full facts. The full facts are alarming. They're safeguarding our future. We're part of the web of life ourselves. You know, we may think that we're above nature, that nature's only there to serve us, but if biodiversity goes down, eventually we'll go down too.
We're even struggling to give up turf. How do we change that?
Well, I think commercial exploitation of turf is a different matter. I mean, we have to stop the commercial exploitation of turf. There is traditional turf burning on a small scale, and I can understand that people are reluctant to give that up. But we have to. Many people just do not know how vital our peatlands are, and what a huge role they can play in combating climate change. They absorb 5 times more carbon than forests do. So again, the information has to be there. The government really needs to speak the truth about what is happening in the biodiversity and climate crisis.
Yeah, my name is Manuel Salazar. I'm from Extinction Rebellion. We just spoken to the Minister Noonan, and we explained the reasons why we are here. And it has been 20 years of biodiversity action plans, and nothing much has happened.
When our planet is under attack,
we stand up, we fight back.
When our ocean is under attack,
we stand up, we fight back.
When our forests are under attack,
we stand up, we fight back.
Whose planet?
Our planet.
Whose forests?
Our forests.
Whose rivers?
Our rivers.
Whose bogs?
Our bogs.
Whose oceans?
Our oceans.
Whose planet?
Our planet.
Malcolm Noonan, Minister of State for Heritage and Electoral Reform. We see Extinction Rebellion here as well today, and they have a list of demands for us, and we want to respond to that. It's fantastic that people are so animated about biodiversity, but we probably wouldn't have seen that in the past. But there's deep concern that trends are going in the wrong direction, and that unless we act now for nature, as the slogan of the conference says, then unfortunately things are going to tip in a balance that is really going to be detrimental to our health, to our well-being, to food production, and to life on Earth.
Is that a dragonfly badge you have on your jacket?
It is, and again, I probably wear my heart on my sleeve with this. I think since taking up office in 2020, I knew that at the outset we had such a huge challenge ahead of us, and I was delighted that we had a program for government that reflected that, particularly for biodiversity. Sometimes we see ourselves as the poor relation of the climate agenda, but we see nature as being the best line of defence for climate, and I think that we, if we have resilient nature, resilient natural systems, good clean water, good healthy ecosystems, that in turn will reflect positively on how we address climate change as well.
The Extinction Rebellion have just had a protest outside. They have this leaflet, and they list off many, many things they want you to do. You're saying you're doing some of them.
We're doing quite a lot of them, and I think particularly we spoke about marine protected areas, we spoke about 30% protection of land areas. All of these things are happening in government right now, and we're legislating for marine protected areas in an Irish context. I met with Extinction Rebellion, we had a really good conversation there. To me, they're a vital part of the infrastructure. We need our environmental NGOs, we need protest groups. It's fantastic to see young people here today as well out protesting about biodiversity, because that's going to compel us as politicians into action.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.